Memories of You by Sarah Scoll. Narrated by Sammy Anderson. The wind carries the scent of lavender towards me, and it reminds me of you. The warm breeze is blowing underneath my shirt, flapping it about. I sense the grass underneath my bare feet. When I walk along the path, it tickles between my toes. I follow you slowly. You walk on tiptoe, barely letting your toes touch the grass before you take another step with a graceful movement. You always stop by the lavender bush and caress the purple flowers and grab the stems. The scent of lavender remains in your hands, in your hair, and in the fabric of your white kimono, wafting in the breeze. The view of the valley is beautiful and captivating, but I scarcely notice it. When you turn around on the path and look at me smiling, the mountains disappear, as do the bird song and the cypress trees reaching into the skies. When you turn around and laugh, the sweet and spicy scent of lavender becomes stronger. Everything else disappears in a white and dreamlike mist. I blink a few times, slowly adjusting my eyes to the light streaming through the thin white curtain. The morning sun is warm in the spring, but the air is cool and crisp. I throw my legs over the edge of the bed, wiggling my toes a little to wake them up. It takes a couple of minutes before I stand up. I push my weight into my hands against the edge of the bed, forcing my body to stand up. The first few hours are horrible. No, the first few minutes. The minutes I spend blinking my eyes, adjusting them to the light, adjusting them to the world. Those minutes are the worst. It is during those minutes each morning that I realize that you're gone. The night has draped a white and mysterious blanket over the truth. When the light shines through the curtains, forcing my eyes to open, that's when I begin to comprehend. Reality hits me hard, and without warning, like a bolt of lightning splitting the sky in two on a warm summer night. You're gone. The first few hours are almost as bad. That's when I have to decide how I'm going to make it through the day. My body works against me in ways I never could have imagined when I was young. Thinking back now, I'm not sure I ever gave it a single thought. I never thought about growing old, about my body growing old. I knew I would grow old with you, but I never saw a glimpse of the two of us being old together. I never imagined how it might be. I was busy enjoying what was. For years I regretted that. I regretted not thinking about us growing old. Sometimes I convinced myself that your death was my fault, because I never imagined us growing older. Now I'm grateful for the moments we shared. Those moments have given